In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Chase Sapphire Reserve credit card has some pretty generous reward offers for customers. But apparently that, along with high demand for the Sapphire, has not made the card very rewarding for its issuer, J.P. Morgan Chase. The bank is looking to cut costs at the unit that oversees Sapphire, and company officials are wondering when and if the card will make money for J.P. Morgan. Joining us from Los Angeles is Wall Street Journal reporter Emily Glazer. Emily, you write that J.P. Morgan wants to cut $200 million at this card unit. Is that an acknowledgement that the card has perhaps worked too well?
It's a really interesting case, Charlie, and I think the cost cuts of around $200 million at the consumer banking unit definitely can tell us a couple of things about how the business is going right now. What we know from our sources is that it's not directly, you know, the only thing going on. There's multiple factors when a bank as large as J.P. Morgan and a unit as large as its consumer banking unit, which, by the way, includes branches, cards, small business, a whole host of things, decides to do mid-year cost cuts like that. But it certainly seems suspicious to us, especially after hearing about the concerns inside the bank about how and if the Chase Sapphire Reserve card, one of the biggest hits Chase has ever had, whether that will make money or not.
Well, you write that spenders are growing savvier about maximizing benefits and avoiding balances that pad the bank's profits. And these are the customers that J.P. Morgan has made a big bet on.
Absolutely. These are affluent millennials who love a good deal. They love their points. It's almost, we've written about people fighting at the dinner table of who gets to pay because they want the points. Think about the last time that used to happen. Usually it's people avoiding, you know, putting that much money on their cards. But these are really travel savvy consumers. You know, they get extra points for dining and travel. They get this, they used to get a huge 100,000 point sign-on bonus that was later cut in half to 50,000. And these are people who are not necessarily going to leave a balance on their cards every month. They pay off their bills, and that's because they are affluent and have the money to do it, and they're savvy about their finances.
Is that a big problem? Are customers paying off their balances? They're not leaving much on the table?
It's definitely part of it. That's one of the ways that the bank can make money is the net interest income, and that comes from balances that consumers have month to month if they don't pay off the bill in full. One of the other key junctures is actually about to occur in the next couple of days, and that's when the renewal period after the first year starts to begin. The card was launched in mid-August of last year, and so it'll be very interesting to see, and we won't really know. We'll have to do reporting on it. This is not publicly available, but I know people at the bank are tracking and are eager to find out how many people will pay the $450 annual fee to get the card for another year if they're not going to get any sort of bonus sign-on as they did for the first year. So that's this key point to see, you know, is the bank just giving away too much free money or has it really hit the jackpot of customers as it says it has?
I'm speaking with Emily Glazer of the Wall Street Journal and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you, who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you, no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Emily, the Sapphire Reserve card has been a huge hit in the industry, and I guess it's being looked upon perhaps enviously by rivals.
Absolutely. Amex and Citi both have premium credit cards, that's what it's known as in this space, that have really been sort of swallowed by Chase Sapphire Reserve. Someone joked to me after our article came out that Amex CEO Ken Chenault must be smiling like crazy after seeing a story that Sapphire Reserve might not pan out as well as people have been saying. So it is really the envy of the industry. at the same time, you know, JP Morgan executives have said and acknowledged that it won't make money right away. CEO Jamie Dimon at one point said, you know, it could take 7 years, and that certainly the acquisition cost for each customer has to be expensed over 12 months. He said the benefit comes over 7 years. So it is a long-term bet, but even to see that there are cracks in it are certainly something that competitors are happy about, to put it simply.
It makes you wonder why they're worried at this point if it takes that long to see how it plays out.
It's a great question. And the truth is, from our reporting, we found out that there are certain models inside the bank that aggressively track different metrics. We've talked about some of them, you know, net interest income. And if the bank is making money off balances that are not paid, another one they're keeping a close eye on are renewal rates. Another one is just how customers are spending. And a lot of them are using the bonus point advantages for spending on travel and dining, which means JP Morgan has to foot the money to get customers, you know, those extra bonus points that they could then use toward travel. So there's been aggressive tracking on all these different metrics. And what we're seeing and what we're hearing, rather, is that it's not panning out the way the bank thought it would. So they've had to make adjustments. They've certainly cut down on the initial bonus. They've cut down on a certain annual travel credit that they give customers. It used to be that customers would get a $300 annual credit. So if they signed up in a certain year, they could get it for, you know, let's say you signed up in October 2016, you could get a 2016 credit and then also get one for 2017. So it's both calendar years. They changed it to just being the card member year. So they've, you know, certainly cut back on different bonuses and perks. But, you know, when the numbers aren't working out and when the economics have problems inside the bank, that's why they're nervous. And that's where the concerns are, even if it's a long-term bet.
You're right that customer renewal rates for premium credit cards can range from 60 to 90%. Mm-hmm. And upwards of 10% of cardholders tend to shop around looking for new rewards. Do you get the feeling that Morgan is worried that they may undershoot those numbers?
Oh, sure. I think that's a huge, you know, we don't really know what will happen since that's about to start, that renewal rate in the next couple of days. But absolutely. I mean, that is one of the biggest bets that a source have told me, you know, are they giving away free money or have they hit the jackpot? The renewal rate will be a huge sign of that. If customers see value in keeping the card without all these, you know, tens of thousands of bonus points, that could, you know, equate to free flights and so on and so forth. So as you can imagine, I'm eagerly reporting and trying to find out as those renewal rates keep coming up what the bank is seeing. And hopefully, you know, stay tuned on that. We'll have more.
From Los Angeles, Wall Street Journal reporter Emily Glazer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Charlie.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.